Welcome back to Beyond the Paddock. I'm your host, Sarah, and today we will be talking about the United States Grand Prix. Again, if you're new here, every week without fail, we beg McLaren to stay out of drama because we don't really love that McLaren becomes the sole topic of each week's podcasts. But once again, McLaren has dominated the talk of the United States Grand Prix again, and just a drama-filled weekend for McLaren. Just, they cannot seem to escape it. So we're going to do our best to highlight some key features from the weekend that don't involve McLaren. But again, we scour social media after each Grand Prix and kind of report back what we're seeing. And unfortunately, it will be McLaren heavy again this week. But let's just get started. So this was a sprint weekend. And coming into this weekend in the United States in Austin, we're coming off of the Singapore Grand Prix, where McLaren had to publicly announce there was going to be repercussions on Lando Norris for a racing incident that happened in Singapore. Now, the problem is the fan bases seem to be dictating what happens in F1. So we saw that after the Singapore Grand Prix, one of the good things that came out of this was there was a lot of complaints that they were missing key moments on track, like filming girlfriends of the drivers. No one cares about the girlfriends, unfortunately. Sorry. Like, they do have some social media following. Let that happen on social media. During the races, no one wants to see them. Everyone wants to see the battles happening on the track. And there was huge battles missed in Singapore, and we saw very little of any wives or girlfriends in Austin. So that was a good turn of events. The poor turn of events for McLaren is they seem to be feeding off of what their social media following. And it's basically on social media, they have this term called Drive to Survive Oscar Piastri fans. And it's like these young fan base of girls who like follow him and were really upset about what happened, which was just a racing incident. And McLaren had, instead of just letting it lie and moving forward, it was a racing incident. They declared it a racing incident. Like the FIA declared it a racing incident. No, they had to publicly announce that there was going to be repercussions on Lando Norris, which sent commentators, Sky Sport, like everyone was like, what is this? This is garbage. This is ridiculous. I think they thought they were like doing a good PR thing and like, oh, we've slapped him on the wrist. There's going to be repercussions. We're not going to tell you what they are, but you know, just so you know, they're happening. Like, why? Why did that even have to have been brought up? Because that was the sole focus of the entire weekend. So then now everyone is now analyzing everything that happened with McLaren. So the big thing was Lando Norris being sent out 40 seconds before Max Verstappen, another 20 seconds before Oscar Piastri in the sprint Q3. So this happened to give Oscar Piastri an advantage over Norris. It did not work, but it did allow to give Max Verstappen track evolution. It cost Lando Norris the potential pole, and Oscar Piastri couldn't even come close. He was struggling for pace. So Norris, who was quickest in SQ1, SQ2, and faster than OP in SQ3, should have gone out second. But that didn't happen. So now everyone on social media, all the reporters, the commentators are commenting and accusing McLaren of giving Oscar Piastri the advantage over Lando Norris. And now they're going back and looking at the season this year as a whole, and looking at how they have sent Lando Norris out first. And saying that they send Norris out first so that they can look at the data for Piastri, so to give him a chance at qualifying higher. They have charts out now breaking down all of the Q1 to Q3 data starts, and that data supports this theory. Lando Norris has been sent out first in a majority of these starts. And apparently these repercussions that Lando Norris has been threatened with are going to last the rest of the season. So it appears now, whether or not this is true, but it appears that Oscar Piastri will now get to dictate when he goes out in qualifying until the end of the season. And ultimately after the Grand Prix, we saw will be given priority in pit stops, which is like, if this is how Oscar Piastri has to win a driver's championship, he should just not. It's embarrassing. This is embarrassing for Oscar Piastri and for his management team. Like, Mark Webber should be so embarrassed about this. So let's continue to the sprint race. So McLaren drama, Oscar causes a double DNF. So Oscar Piastri tried to turn underneath Lando Norris and made contact. He tried to do the tuck in. He tried to double back and get underneath Lando Norris, but he slowed down too much. So when he tried the cutback, there was another car there. Nico Hülkenberg was there. It was a rookie mistake. He literally cut like 180, turned too sharply, and didn't check his mirrors. So this was a high risk situation to turn that hard. There was literally over a 50% chance that someone would be on the inside of that corner. And this was 100% Oscar Piastri's fault. This is exactly like the Russell Sainz incident. You cannot switch back in turn one, just to make that clear. When you have like 20 cars braking as late as they can going into that turn one at the start of the race, it just won't work. You will always have a car on your side. Like, it just won't work. And Piastri was completely at fault here. It was embarrassing that McLaren, like Zach Brown, tried to blame Nico Hülkenberg for this, but good on him for later coming back and apologizing, because Nico was just defending his position against Fernando Alonso and had every right to be there. And he did, like, Zach Brown did sound like an idiot blaming Nico, but good on him to review the tape and withdraw that comment. That was, I will say, good on him. So the risk of a collision happening was huge, and Hülkenberg had nowhere to go as Fernando was on the inside. So by Oscar turning and going into Nico Hülkenberg, this was a total lack of awareness by Oscar Piastri. This is telling me he's inside his head. He can't put, like, he can't, the pressure is getting to him. This was a rookie mistake. And he clearly changed his angle of attack. He panicked, changed his angle of attack late and caused multiple crashes on track and took out his own teammate and himself because of reckless, abrupt behavior with zero awareness. So now the big question is Singapore. It was a racing incident. Both cars finished, like, deemed a racing incident, but McLaren felt the need to publicly say that Lando Norris would have repercussions till the end of the season. And those supposed repercussions are Piastri being able to dictate what order pit stops will happen in every Grand Prix and what order he goes out in qualifier. So if those are the repercussions for that minor, minor racing incident, what is McLaren going to do now? They've now said it, you know, papaya rules is all about fairness. So what repercussions are they going to have to publicly give Oscar Piastri now? He should be held accountable, even though Zach Brown and Andre Sella didn't seem to be holding him accountable, but he should be. So McLaren is in a very tricky spot right now. And they have, because they've given one driver repercussions and were very public about it, they are absolutely going to have to give Oscar Piastri very public repercussions and at a greater severity. So he caused a multi-car accident, double DNF for the team, cost the team like 13 to 15 points. So what is McLaren going to do? McLaren tried to play the PR game and with this BS and only managed to become the most hated team on track right now. So it's going to be interesting to see. There was 2 weeks between Singapore and the United States Grand Prix. We're going right to Mexico City this weekend. So McLaren is going to have to get on this quick, but they will have no choice because of their rules of equality and fairness to do this. Piastri tried to be a hero and ended up with this double DNF for the team. So will his repercussions last to the end of the season? Should they be going into 2026 because his incident was worse? And the thing too is Oscar Piastri, even like in his interviews after he had a chance to like watch the playback, watch the television clips, took zero accountability. He lied like fully, like he had seen the replay and still continued to lie and go on this, I got hit from behind. No, you did not get hit from behind. You drove into two cars. You hit Nico on the front, like delusional, right? So there's no apologies to the team, no apologies to both garages who had like mere hours to fix the cars before qualifying, zero accountability. So this will be up to McLaren now to like make him accountable. And a lot of talk online about manipulation, like is all of this manipulation? Was this fair? Was it not? Like enough with Oscar and Oscar Piastri's, like even the commentators were talking about it this weekend, his pure manipulation of the season. Like that wasn't fair. Give me my place back. Like enough is enough. Get to racing. All he does is whine. He comes by it honestly, because his manager, like if you're new here, we hate Mark Webber. Like he is your classic number two driver who like is living vicariously through his client Oscar Piastri, who is desperate to try to not make him a number two, and in doing so has turned his client into the biggest whiner on track, constantly whining on radio, constantly asking for placebacks. So enough. Oscar Piastri got called out because he whined in Singapore to turn around and caused a double DNF in the sprint race. Get on with the racing. We want to say, as F1 fans, we want to see a driver take the title of the driver championship by doing brilliance on track. Again, commentators commenting, they like the aggression from Lando, hard fighting for a title, not whining. So Oscar Piastri is being called the most protected driver of all time. People are saying that's like he doesn't deserve the title. They don't want to see him win a title because of pure manipulation. Get out there and win it fairly. Drive hard and quit whining. So, and there's a lot of question marks over Piastri's head right now if he does win the World Driver Championship. Like, did McLaren make this fight unfair? Does he really deserve to win? Or is this going to be like a gifted win, like his first win in Hungary? If he wins the driver's championship, will it be gifted as a result of like him and his manager whining, preferential treatment? Like, this is not how Oscar wants to be remembered for winning. So get out there and do what you have to do. And as a result of Oscar's like pure stupidity this weekend, it's only allowing Verstappen to continue to catch up here in the driver's championship. So again, like everyone is now analyzing like these papaya rules, right? So people are now seeing that Norris is consistently being sent out before OP, like Oscar Peterson being a priority. He gets preferential rights, doesn't seem to have any repercussions. So when we look at qualifying now for the Grand Prix, Lando again was sent out early, right? And giving Oscar Piastri the priority in the second run in Q3. So these preferential rights don't seem to be like giving any repercussions to Oscar for the day before, like for the sprint, right? And even though they sent out Oscar second and gave him preferential rights in qualifying, he still bottled it. Norris went P2 front row. Piastri could only do P6. This is important because Norris did what he had to do in qualifying. And that important lap that Oscar needed to do to try to fight with Verstappen, bottled. He couldn't do it. And even looking at the cars, because earlier that day, because of the collision in sprint, they had damage. Lando's car had was not fully repaired, had a broken steering wheel, power surges, still went on the front row. Oscar could only go P6. We are seeing him crack under pressure. So now let's look, we'll kind of drop the McLaren drama for a minute, and we're going to look at some incidences in the Grand Prix that we want to talk about. So Sainz versus Antonelli. So we saw the collision happen. Sainz attempted an overtake going into turn 15 on lap 7. There was contact. Current rules, but absolutely Sainz is at fault. Even though Antonelli took that corner, like he was Oscar Piastri, like thinking no one else existed on the track. Just, I'm going to turn now. Here I go. But due to the current rules, we did see Sainz being deemed at fault for that contact. And he will take a 5-place grid penalty in the Mexico City Grand Prix and 2 penalty points on his license. So because he didn't finish, had he been able to finish the Grand Prix and not like DNF, he would have served like a 10-second time penalty. But because he couldn't finish the race, a grid penalty will happen in Mexico. Alpine, there was some drama between Gasly and Colapinto towards the end of the race. They wanted them to finish in the order they were in with Gasly ahead of Colapinto. They came on the radio to tell Colapinto to do so, who ignored his radio and said, this is ridiculous. Gasly's slower. So he overtook him and overtook him quite easily. So it'd be interesting to see what the team's going to do with that. And we want to just talk about Max Verstappen. He had an amazing race, sprint pole, sprint win, took pole, led every lap of the race win. The only thing that he didn't take was fastest lap. That went to Antonelli, followed by Norris, and then Verstappen. But no doubt, this was an amazing drive by Max Verstappen. He's chipping away at the points to claw his way back up in this title fight. And congratulations to Max Verstappen, like truly showing us what an amazing driver he is, best of the best. Now let's talk a little bit about this turn one. And Max's win here. So we're not discounting Max at all, but let's just break down the Grand Prix here. So Leclerc's move on Norris at the start of the race definitely helped Verstappen break free and pull ahead. And there's a lot of talk online about how McLaren's questionable strategy ensured Verstappen's win. No doubt, Verstappen had an amazing drive, but Norris was trapped behind the Ferrari for 40 laps, which really helped Verstappen secure this win, because by the time Norris was able to pass Leclerc twice, Verstappen had a margin of 11 seconds. Norris was able to match pace with the Red Bull, so for the rest of the stint, once he was able to get ahead, but being trapped for a second time behind Leclerc cut back at that, and then you add in a disaster of a pit stop strategy, and there was nothing he could do. But had he not been put in that position, it may have been a different story. And there's a lot of speculation online that Norris probably would have won the sprint and the Grand Prix. So, especially with Norris being trapped behind like that slower car, Verstappen was able to run free at the front. So, let's look into this a little bit. The McLaren strategy, like this PR nightmare, this McLaren is crashing and burning, like their public like image. So let's first talk about the pit stop. So McLaren allowed Piastri to stop first. His stop was 2.3 seconds. The excuse was they wanted to cover Russell for the undercut. We went back and checked radios for what we could find, and Norris wasn't, even though Norris qualified higher and was faster and ahead and stayed ahead the entire race, they didn't give him the option first. They just went right to Piastri and they wanted to cover Russell for the undercut. So Norris was brought in second and had a 3.8 second stop. Again, there are charts out there done by fans showing Lando stop times in comparison to Piastri's, and it is time for an uncomfortable discussion here. So that second stop after Norris fought to get ahead of Leclerc, it brought him out behind Leclerc again, and then he was stuck there trying to get ahead of Leclerc again. We saw, like, Piastri didn't show the same speed of Norris at all in the race, and we saw Oscar dictating qualifying, given pit priority, and there was a, like, McLaren just was being called a joke the entire Grand Prix. So then a lot of articles that we read were talking about was what would have happened if Norris was sent out early in sprint qualifying 3 because he was the faster car. He was fastest in SQ1, fastest in SQ2. Had he been sent out first, there is speculation the sprint accident would never have happened because he would have... because that crash was also crucial. Okay, so there was discussion that had he been sent out for, had he not been sent out first, he probably would have taken pole and wouldn't have been there when the accident happened. Because when we fast forward to the Grand Prix going into that turn one, when Norris lost position to Leclerc, it's basically like that crash was crucial in a lot of the articles that were being talked about because it influenced Norris. So Norris took that inside line now to protect himself against what had happened earlier. And had he been the last car out for qualifying, Max Verstappen only beat Norris for pole by 0.077 seconds. And that difference in track grip could account for that Norris deficit to Verstappen. So had he started from pole, there would have been no accident. And there was that snowball effect that then led into the Grand Prix, that led into that turn one incident. So I don't know. Is that far-fetching? Like, is that like hindsight? Yeah, it is. But again, we're covering what's out there, what's being said, what's being reported on the F1 pages. Like, this is the official F1 page. These are the articles that they're putting out. Like, the snowball effect of what happened, like, goes back. And it's all coming down to McLaren and their, like, disaster of, like, strategy. Like, this is what's being said everywhere in the F1 community right now. And then also the big topic of conversation right now is Piastri slipping? Is he done? Is his fight over? His mindset's too weak. So Max Verstappen has cut his lead, and so has Lando Norris. So Lando Norris there's only 14 points between him and Piastri and only 40 between Verstappen and Piastri. And the big, big takeaway from this weekend, besides McLaren being a complete joke, is Piastri done? Is his fight over? Because we're now seeing, like, this is 3, 4, 5 weekends of him mentally being weak, not being able, he was not a threat at all this weekend in any component, not in sprint qualifying, not in the sprint, not in qualifying, not in the Grand Prix. He was never a threat at all in any way, shape, or form this weekend. He looked content to stay back. He looked like mid-pack. He had little impact on the weekend at all, except for really being like Red Bull's biggest supporter by crashing out his teammate. Like, the only thing he did was take out his teammate. So, like, Norris really should, like, had that sprint crash not happened, would only be 7 points off. Again, if you recover all the points previous in the season that the team has cost him, Norris is leading. So, like, where before Oscar was struggling, now he's just not even providing any impact at all. So is it time to stop? Should McLaren stop backing Piastri in this title fight and focus on Norris? This is the big topic of conversation right now. So what's our opinion on this? We think it's too early. We do think it's too early to make this decision. We need to see. We know there's only 5 more races left, but it's too tight. And the mindset is a huge thing. We have to see how Oscar comes back in Mexico City and how he reacts. This should have been the weekend where he fought back after Singapore. Didn't happen. We do think it's a little early to cut Piastri out of this race right now, but a lot of the talk is like, should priority be given to Norris, because Norris has the best shot of being able to hold off Max Verstappen. Again, we think it's too early to make that decision, but the next couple of Grand Prix are going to be very interesting. So, and also a lot of discussion about last season when Norris was in the title fight, but Mark Webber whined about Piastri having to support his teammate in his title fight and how he didn't think it was fair that Piastri should have to support Norris. So papaya rules, fair is fair. McLaren did not back Norris last year. So Norris should not be backing OP this season. And so now, like, McLaren can't tell Norris to back off and back Oscar when the title fight is this close and there's still 5 races remaining, when they didn't make Oscar do it last season. But now you're taking the component that Oscar he might be done. He doesn't mentally have the push to do it. And this is a complete PR disaster for McLaren, and it's going to be interesting. Everyone is now waiting to see, will they prioritize Norris? But the big thing we're looking ahead into Mexico is to see what Oscar Piastri's repercussions are going to be going forward for the rest of the season and into next season. So again, McLaren, we beg you, please, we would love to focus this podcast next week after Mexico City's Grand Prix on other teams besides yourself. Please keep your nose clean. And yeah, we would just love to focus on what repercussions are bringing for Oscar, and then have a nice clean race and have that be it. But thanks for joining us this week, and we'll touch base with you next week after the Mexico Grand Prix.